Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by international award-winning author, two-time TEDx speaker and investor, Natalie Torres-Haddad. She will share the tips and tricks from interviews with self-made entrepreneurs, leaders, and those who have attained financial freedom while learning financial literacy.
Hello, hello. Happy New Year. Feliz Año Nuevo. Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. I'm Natalie and I'm here with Fira. Hello,
Fira. Hi, everyone. Happy New Year. Feliz Año Nuevo.
So we're both recording this from our cabins.
Yeah. And
that's a whole other conversation, cabin life, right?
That's a whole podcast episode on its own.
Absolutely. And with everything going on, I feel like that's such a cliche word that we keep on saying, with everything going on. But
yeah,
it's been an interesting first couple of weeks in 2021.
It has.
You know, and I want to just dive right into it because I know we have inauguration coming up. MLK Day, and and we'll talk a little bit about what we saw and what we've been feeling through watching what happened at Capitol on January 6th. But I just want to start off on a happy note because I know there's so much. But first,
how are you
feeling about this pandemic, and what is it? How is it you're keeping yourself hopeful?
So I gotta say, I started feeling a little bit of COVID fatigue. Like, people were talking about COVID fatigue and I was like, well, I love being home, you know, and I love being all cozy and everything. But at some point I woke up and I was like, it's another day where I have to stay home. Like, the fact that I don't have the freedom to be able to just go and like relax somewhere at a coffee shop, pop open my laptop and chat with everyone that's there, I really miss that interaction. You know, I love seeing people on Zoom, but come on, like you and me, I feel like we're super people person and we just need to just everyone.
Oh, yes.
Hug. Yes. I miss hugging so bad. When I saw a friend of mine, we'd both like isolated and I saw her and we just hugged each other for like, I felt like 10 minutes. Like, I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, we hug our husbands and occasionally my mom, but it's not, you know,
it's not the same.
We hug them all the time, right? It's just other people.
We're so, yeah, so lucky, yeah, we have at least somebody else. You know, I call them my roommate sometimes because it's
same,
like, you know, it's
like, hey, bud.
We've been married. Both of us, we've been married for a while and, you know, and it's that where I'm like, I don't know how people do it. There's the goods and pros and cons of being by yourself and with someone as well. But I feel you on that. I'm like, I'm still looking forward to being able to embrace. I haven't been able to hug my family, especially my parents. You know, unfortunately, I've been hearing and knowing way too many people that have had COVID recently because of the holidays. So it was really lonely holidays spending it. But it was also kind of nice not having the pressure. We were in pajamas like for three
days
straight.
That's nice. So. Yeah, that's really nice. I know a couple of my friends had their parents pass away due to COVID. And it's just, I mean, you hear it. But then when it's somebody close to you and you have their parent pass away, it just felt like it was like here.
It's real.
You know, it's real. Yes. You know, obviously, it's real. And oh yeah, I just felt terrible. I can't even imagine. My heart just goes out to all the families. It's so hard.
I get it. It's that you know, there's the privilege of being able to work from home, and I know that's a huge privilege, the opportunity that you and I have. But it's also that frustration where you just said it's being out, being able to see our family and friends, and just having what we thought was a normal sense. But and unfortunately, all we see is what we see on the news, or you know how we see on social media. And I really don't want to spend too much time on what happened on Capitol because I feel like so fatigued from that. It's been more than almost a couple weeks now. And I'm sure you've probably, you know, you've been watching these too.
Yeah.
It's like, you try to stay away from it a little bit. I mean, I know I have to sometimes.
Sometimes you have to. That day that it happened, I walked out of my room and my husband was like, I have never seen your, like that look of fear on your face. And I thought, well, I just never thought I would ever experience this. Like, I know the U.S. has its faults, but at the end of the day, like, we're a good country and we believe in each other. And at least maybe I was naive, you know what I mean? When I saw that, I mean, all of the things that I see, I keep thinking, no, we're doing this to fight for a better country. But that is just hatred. And in my opinion, sorry, stupidity. Like, that is not fighting for a better country.
It's not helping. And And I'll have to say, yes, it is unfortunately naive for people to think that can never happen here. Yeah. I myself and my family, we're actually immigrants, refugees, mm-hmm. and during Civil War, which the U.S. aided, that's a whole nother podcast.
Yeah.
But it's that where, you know, you see this, and I think that's what brings hopefully people to light to say that that isn't the way democracy works. That isn't the way we get things changed. And the safety of people that are working at the Capitol, right. people that are just working every day, hearing these people have lost their lives. And like you just said, having this fearfulness, I don't want to enter the world or enter this year with the fear.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the littlest things to be grateful for and hopeful for. So I just wanted to start, especially this podcast is about making money, about making the right, mm-hmm. you know, choices for ourselves to be able to financially help our families and our communities. Mm-hmm. Is there any books or, you know, whether it is business or personal that you're reading right now that's keeping you in that hopeful state?
Yeah, actually, not necessarily. This was pre-Capitol, like what happened at the Capitol. There's a book that my friend of mine gave me because we always get into these like political discussions, but on a high note, right? Like in good spirit. And it's called On Tyranny, and essentially it takes lessons from the 20th century to really basically stand up to tyranny. And it's a short little book. I devoured it so quickly. I just reread it again. I was like, I'm going to read it pre-inauguration just to get into the spirit of it. Right. And it's really great. I highly recommend it. It's an easy read, but it's like a very important read. It just opens up your eyes. There's a lot of stuff that you actually know, but the way it's articulated, it'll open up your eyes and you're like, yes, we can stand up against this, you know? So I really like that book. Also, I read The Go-Giver. It's so good. It's a lovely story just about bringing value and how that will always set you apart and consequently make money. Like value brings money, right? The more you give, the more that comes back to you. So it's a great, I highly, highly recommend that book, The Go-Giver. And then I just started reading because after a while, like I think you probably can attest to this, like you get self-help or business burnout. You're like, I just need to read. So I love reading beautifully written literature every once in a while just to really escape into like dreamscapes, right? And so I just started reading The Enchantress of Florence again. So I'm excited for that. I just started
reading this week. Yeah. Thank you. And that's what it is. You have to have a balance. You know, I'm the type where, every day I read at least a chapter that's something business oriented or self-help. And, but you need some of that mm-hmm. escape, you know, from your mind. And I'll tell you, as you were saying, I'm like, I love how you came up with 3 books right away. I'm actually currently reading 2 back and forth. One is actually fun and informative, and it's by Lily Singh. I'm such a big fan of her. If you watch any of her, she's like this huge YouTuber. But she also has she's a late night show host, just mm-hmm. like first woman of color. And her book is called How to Be a Boss. It's BAWSE. And it's actually really funny too. And it's her character. You feel like she's there. And I love the way, I adore her stuff. So I was like, this is a fun read too. And it's something informative. And she made me think of something, which we'll get at the end, but she's known for making all these YouTubes, mm-hmm. you know, as a YouTuber. And she actually started before it was this big thing as far as YouTubing goes. And she's like, you just start cranking on content. And I thought, how funny, I started doing videos. I have easily at least 400 videos that aren't published. And the rest are published throughout different outlets. So it made me think of like, how often am I creating content, whether it's writing it or video. But why you and I start doing this, and that's just through our podcast, through the platforms that we're on, it's because we know representation matters.
Yes.
And right now I'm just, this is what's keeping me hopeful and so excited about, we know the inauguration day is here, whether what party you're part of, whether you're sad that this isn't yours or whatever, it's that's not really what this is about. This is mm-hmm. about history in the making.
Absolutely.
Seeing women of color, she hit so many different boxes.
Yeah.
But I think the fact that the rest of the world is watching this as well is, I got teary up last week on a podcast.
I have goosebumps right now. I'm like, keep talking.
Right. You see her and you know, sometimes you're like, I see myself when you see her mm-hmm. or you just know what she still has to overcome. And especially with all this backlash right now with that, I think it's the Vogue cover that they had a very chill outfit on her, the print, and then the digital was so much better. And I'm like, yeah, why did they even bother doing this? Bad call on the print, but the digital is amazing. I to see Kamala Harris, to see this woman being able to represent us is just beautiful.
Also, just know, I mean, Obama brought some of it, but to see a female also bringing dance to the White House, like, she obviously loves to dance, and I'm like, yes, it needs a little rhythm up in there, you know, like, Obama handled business, but now she's gonna bring it home. So I'm like, oh, so I excited for that.
It's like seeing your aunt or your mom just taking charge. It's like when your mom says something, you just do it, you know. And that's what I'm looking forward to seeing, what that's gonna be like. My heart goes out to her, and I know she's, who knows, she's gonna either change things, make things, whatever it is. It's when you're the first, that's what you do, you know. You just figure it out as you go, right?
And as I saw, say that, go ahead.
No, go for it.
I was gonna say, when you're the first, as they say, you get all the bruises first, but you open the door up for everyone else, right? And she seems more than willing to take on all of that if it means more people that she can stand to represent the rest of us, right?
Yes, and seeing her when she's rocking her Chucks, right, her tennis shoes, and just kind of like, I'm like, yes, that's the reality of us. Women, especially women that we're doing stuff, it's like, we're not going to be in heels all day. It's impossible. It's just not worth it. For me, I usually ignore the heels anyways. But it's that where you see someone that's actually doing something taking charge. So I think that's going to be pretty, pretty powerful. And I have to share with you, a couple of weeks ago, I got a message on Twitter. And I love it, because this is why I tell people, you know, start your own platform, start wherever it is that you are an expert in, and something that you can help other people, or just connect with other people. This lady, I had shared something, like, because I had just been on a different podcast for somebody else, and I was very nervous. I'm sure you get this, meaning I always get this hangover effect after the interview, the next day, where I'm like, why did I say that? I felt like, you know, because you're in the conversation, you're deep into, and this is a very emotional conversation I was having on a panel with the people, because this, all the stuff that had been going on. And I thought, oh my God, why did I say that? And then I tweeted, you know, as a woman of color, our biggest fear is that when we speak our truth, or when we speak what we're feeling at that, in our perspective in that moment, is that we can either have jobs taken away from us, or we get comments on racist comments. It has nothing to do with our actual content. And I'm living proof that's happened to me way too many times. But those are the haters that you get. And then this lady texts back. I should remember her name down, but she's like, I'm listening to you from here, from Ireland. So bravo, you're doing well.
I saw,
and I'm
that. Like, that's so awesome.
Yeah, so for me, I was like, oh my God, first of all, I love Dublin. That's a couple places in Ireland I went to. But this is why the connection is there, right? Yes. You and I are literally in different mountains right now in California.
That's so great.
Right? Having that connection with other people that can relate and are seeing what's going on in the world, especially, you know, the U.S. sometimes, and I think every country probably feels this way, we feel like our world is this little country, right? And it's not. We're interconnected with so many other. But I think this is one of the things where I say, people, start your platform, because this is how you can help other people connect. Obviously, making some of that income that comes along with it. And for you, I know this is something that we've been talking about, is bilingualism, right? Being able to talk, or bilingualism, talking about other languages. For you, just if anyone's watching this, because we have the video in the back, I love how she has a picture of her husband and her wedding day. And this one you said is where? This was the one, not
this
in LA.
This was in Switzerland, where?
I love it. So you and I have this experience of, we've lived in other countries, right? Yep. So we've seen the difference between how things do work and don't work.
And the world does not revolve around the United States. It very much does not.
Right, exactly. So how do we become that best representation as we go somewhere else, right? Or even just being here. I think for me, at the end of the day, I feel blessed to be here. I feel fortunate that we have so many resources and opportunities that most places in the world don't have, but I understand that comes a lot of responsibility and privilege that comes with it, right?
It does.
So I think
And I think when I'm sure you experience this, when you're overseas, there's some specialness to it. It's like you're suddenly unique, and people think you are representative of everyone that is either Latino or American or female that is a Latina and American, right? So it was very interesting. And I think at the end of the day, living abroad helped me shed a lot of like the Americanness that sometimes rub people the wrong way. And I realized that. Yeah. And it's like decolonizing your mind, right? You at some point, you have to realize that there are other people out there and you just have to be super open. And I try to remember, like, don't judge. It's not easy being a human being, and you should just try to be as kind. Even if people are mean to you, just be kind. That way they can't talk shit. So
exactly. They might be having a bad day, you know, and we've all done that when you look back and you're like, I was such a punk that day. And you're like, oh, it was a rough day, you know. And, and I know right now during the pandemic, a lot of us are having moments where there's days where you're like, what is going on?
Especially, and then there's days where we're hopeful. With parents, right? Especially like with young kids, people are having hard times. I can understand.
Oh my God. My heart goes out to working parents to now that they've become teachers as well. And especially to teachers. I have too many friends that are teachers that are parents as well, with little ones in the house. And I don't know how they're keeping their sanity, but every day I'm praying for the way they go. And I like how you say the uniqueness that comes with everything, right? You and I are unique. Everybody's unique, Ari. We have our own niche that comes with it. It's how we share our ideas. And I think with this podcast, when I come across so many different interviewees, you could say, is they all hone on that niche, right? They learn how to tell the story. They know how to pitch themselves. I'm looking forward to be able to, and we'll talk more about this later on, but one of the workshops I'm doing is Share Your Idea. And it's for those people that really need to not only hone in on their story, but being able to understand that they can pitch themselves and do it unapologetically, right? Because especially for women, right? We're told not to brag. We're told not to share our accomplishments. But for me, I'm like, the more I meet incredible people, I love bragging about their accomplishments because that's what makes them wonderful, because they talk about their challenges too, right?
Right.
What comes next. So before we move on,
Can we just tell people to check out your TED Talk on that, because it's so good, you guys. If you haven't seen it, maybe you can put it in the show notes. Like, it's just like, you're not even bragging. You're just stating a fact. You did something and it was awesome and you were successful. So just say it, right? So please check it out. Please put it in the show notes.
Thanks for the little, and I didn't pay her for that, but thanks.
She did not pay me for that. I just remembered it was awesome.
And since you and I are about keeping each other accountable and obviously engaging in our goals, it's funny, for those that don't know, obviously Vera and I, like, there's moments where I just randomly text them like, hey, ever think about this? Or do you see this picture? Like, you know, her and I have a lot in common. So I'm going to call you out for 2021. I'm seeing 2021 as my word is abundance. Like, it just pops out everywhere I'm coming and things that are happening. But is there a goal that you have, whether it's going to be a goal that you want to see happen 2021, or it's just a goal in general? I'm not that big of a firm believer that you have to have a specific date, but it does help, I'm not gonna lie, that you're willing to share with us, because who knows, maybe somebody's listening and they can help you with it or keep you accountable.
Sure. I'm actually, with my husband and I, that we have the Why Story company, and we can talk about that another time. We're more about setting intentions, just for the big picture, and then the little goals that lead up to those, that full intention. And my intention this 2021 is just timeliness. Like, I want to be in integrity with my time. So if I say I'm going to do something at X date, X time, I want to be able to do it and communicate it and feel it and accomplish it. So I started, you know, breaking that down into goals. I'm like, okay, well, I want to wake up at 5:15. That's my goal. By 5:30, I'm doing my exercise. By 6:10, I finish my exercise and I start my Chinese lesson. By 7 o'clock, walk the dogs, shower, everything before 9, boom, and forward, right? So it's just like all those little goals that lead up to the big picture. And, you know, it helps with procrastination. It helps with just feeling a sense of accomplishment too. Like, right now, little things matter. You know,
I'm happy when I have a good day. Yeah, last week was a rough day for me. And you're right. You just said it's like those little things. We have to think, you know, good job, I changed my clothes today, or, you know,
I got out of bed today.
I mean, I thank my therapist every day, but it's that, you know, yes, you have to have those goals. So I love that. So you're saying this is going to be the timeliness. It's a good one to have, because I know that's something I've been struggling with, because, you know, even today I was like, wait, what day is it today? You know, like it mm-hmm. seems to be blending, because there's days where I'll work more than others and there's days where I'm like totally taking the day off.
Yeah.
But I think that's a great goal. I'll share with you one, because I think you and I have talked about this a little bit already, but it is a goal that I've had for a while. And I thought, okay, if it happens this year, even better. There's this tiny home nation, right? And I don't really necessarily want a tiny home. I mean, this is a great thing about the cabin space that we have, but I'm actually looking for like a little trailer, a little bus for multi-purpose reasons, which I can't wait to share later on once it actually happens. But if there's somebody out there that wants to invest and use something as well like that, because I think this is something that I know has always been playful for me, but it's a goal I've had for myself. And I think it's fun to have some of those goals that are not just business that are going to bring money, but it's playful because we have to be creative, right? Yep,
exactly.
And so I think that, and then I think you and I will definitely need to do a Why Story interview next, because I think that's such a crucial thing about talking about our purpose. So this is going to be a very different year for everybody. So we're going to do our best to come out with as many episodes as we can. Actually, you probably already heard the Throwback Thursdays. We're actually calling out all these old episodes that were never released or published. This was pre-COVID. things were switched last year that were like, we're going to have to hold off on those interviews because they might not be relevant, but they actually technically still are. So if you hear that, you know, hear back and forth, it's because they're older. And for those that are starting their own podcast or any platform, it's good to hear where, you know, where we start from to where we are, because actually next month we'll be celebrating our 5 year in podcasting, which is crazy. Yay! I'm like, it feels like I just started. Thank you. And to see where it's been and it's growing, and Robert's probably like, what other episodes are you giving out? Our producer who's constantly telling them out for us. So thank you for that. So we'll see each other next in a couple, hopefully happier feedback that we can talk about. Oh, before we end, I know this is going to be a longer episode than a movie I do recommend. If you have not watched it, I just saw it, and it's called One Night in Miami.
Oh yeah, definitely need to see that.
I love watch it. It's on Prime now.
Okay.
It actually came out on January 15th, which happens to be her birthday. She just turned 50. She's like one of those amazing badass women. Like I've always loved her when she was in Boone. All these amazing stuff that she's done. But I highly recommend it, especially not because we're celebrating MLK and all these leaders that are obviously going forth, and we're talking about representation. But if you just want to watch a good movie that is just, it's fictional, but it's something that is just very powerful to see some of these great leaders of our past time. So before we all go, make sure you send us anything that you would like to hear from us as far as like what, you know, we're going to be talking about different topics, but we are going to be still doing the Spanish version too and incorporating some of the languages. But make sure you subscribe and let us know how we can help you get through this pandemic, because we don't know how long this is going to last. But thank you for listening. And Vera, I hope you stay warm. And
thank you. Thanks for having me again. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
To learn more about the podcast, check out financiallysavvyin20minutes.com. For more interviews, make sure you look up Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes on YouTube and Instagram TV. To hire the Trailblazer, as Forbes featured her the financial and mental health advocate for your next workshop or speaking engagement, follow Natalie at Financially Savvy Latina on all social platforms. All it takes is 20 minutes daily to become financially savvy. Music by Nikki and produced by Robert DeLude.